Following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Let's pray, and then I want to just dive in to our time in the Word tonight. Lord, thank you for that sweet time of worship. Would you just be with our time tonight as we focus our attention upon your word, Lord, and really, as we've been studying all summer long here at the Resonance events and concerts and time in your word, we've been looking at things that represent your name or your name. Lord, would you just tonight ingrain this reality, this name into our hearts? May we, and maybe someone here tonight would say, I've never seen Jesus in that light before. So Lord, would you speak to us tonight about this name that we're going to talk about here in just a moment. Lord, thank you for this truth and reality we find in your word. Pour your spirit out on us tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is my, actually, probably top three favorite names of Jesus, and it is the what? The Good Shepherd. I feel like when I think about who Jesus is, there's an image I get, and many of you have seen this picture before. It's of Jesus with a lamb over his shoulders. You know this. And the lamb that's over his shoulders is actually the lost lamb that he's gone to get. And oftentimes we've heard that the lamb is also injured and in distress. And I love that picture of who Jesus is. He's going after the one that's lost and hurt and broken and the one that couldn't make its way back. And what does he do with that lost lamb? Puts it on his shoulders and carries him. And I believe this. This is so true. There's a point in all of our lives where that's the Jesus that we need. Right? We need people alongside of us to help us at times, to carry us, but we all need this moment where we feel like I'm that lost lamb who's broken, who couldn't find his way home, and I needed someone to come get me and get a hold of me and not just say, hey, I'm over here, come on, but actually come and pick me up, put me on their shoulders, and walk me back home again. And here's the reality of that picture is Jesus actually talks about that picture of who he is in the scriptures. Actually, that image comes out of the Bible. And so when we see that picture, we see that image, we can so identify. I can so identify with those moments where I just need Jesus to carry me back home again. Here's where it comes from. I want you to see it. John chapter 10, verse 11. John chapter 10, verse 11. And tonight we're going to talk about Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And we're going to see what kind of shepherd he is in this text. Here's what it says. I am the good shepherd. This is John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But the hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees, here's why, because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. Now, here's the question I have for you. If you were out, let's close your eyes for a second. Imagine you're on the grassy hills and you have a flock of sheep and they're out there and they're sheeping or whatever they're doing. They're grazing. We'll say grazing. That's better. They're grazing on the grass, and they're eating away, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of your eye, you see a wolf coming, sneaking. You know how wolves do, right? Down, sneaking up on your sheep. Here's the question. What do you do in that moment? What do you do in that moment? And that will tell you what kind of shepherd you are. If you're a good shepherd, you're going to go running down the hill and probably doing something like this with your staff and yelling, get away, hey, right? You're angry, and you're angry because you know this wolf will just keep coming back. Here's the thing, no guns back in the day, so you're not shooting at the wolf. You're probably coming with your rod and your staff, and it's you versus the wolf. There's a moment that you have to make a decision, my life or that sheep's life or my sheep's life, what's more important?
And how aggressive am I going to be? And the point of the text is there are some shepherds, the hirelings, who are like, nah, you, wolf, you can have that sheep. I need to get home to my family tonight. These sheep aren't that important for me. This is a job for me. And quite frankly, I don't care if they take a sheep. I'm not putting my life on the line against a wolf to save a sheep. You can have the sheep. I'm going home tonight. It's a paycheck for me. Those aren't my sheep. And what the point of the text is, what he's saying is actually Jesus cares about the sheep. Jesus says, I care about the sheep. The hireling doesn't care about the sheep. That Jesus cares about the sheep. And we move on and listen to how much he does care about the sheep. Verse 14, same text. He says, this is what Jesus says. You know the image, you saw the picture. The hireling's running, the good shepherd is staying and throwing himself at those wolves to protect the sheep. Jesus says this, here's who I am. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known by my own. Let me say that again. Jesus says, here's how much I care about the sheep. Here's how much I care about you. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Now, here's the thing. This is what makes Jesus different. He says, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. That's how close this bond is with Jesus. This is how important it is to have a relationship with Jesus. He's saying, you and I, we're the sheep. He says, I know my sheep, and guess what? My sheep know me. Now, here's the thing. I don't know a lot about being a shepherd. What makes this relationship so tight between the sheep and the shepherd? And you know what? Here's the thing. I don't know a lot about it, but I don't know if you know this, but we have a resident shepherd here at Refuge. Do you know this? That we actually have a shepherd here on site that comes to Refuge. And some of you know him as the Shepherd of Bethlehem. You know this guy? Shows up around December every year. And so I've invited him to come forward, and we're going to have a little Q&A session about how does a sheep come to know a shepherd and a shepherd a sheep. Come on forward, Shepherd of Bethlehem. Thank you for getting on that plane this morning.
Oh, yeah. Shalom.
Arriving all the way here from Jerusalem.
I left my headdress at home, but look
your
what I've got.
Your hat says Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. So
that's legit.
I'm in costume.
Yeah, yeah.
Shalom, y'all. Now turn to somebody and say, shalom, shalom. Oh, say it with some passion. Look them in the eyes. You just said perfect peace to them. Shalom, shalom.
So here's the question. We're trying to figure out, Jesus talks about there being this shepherd who has this relationship where he knows the sheep and the sheep know him. You must have sheep and you know them.
Oh, I know them all. Yeah. The critters. I know the toughies. I know the gentle little sheep, yes.
And over the years, you've developed a relationship with those sheep. I imagine one of them would come through having to protect sheep.
Oh, yeah. Because thieves come against them, and wolves come against them, and jackals. And anybody know what a jackal is? Well, tell somebody near you and go ahead.
So one of the jobs of the shepherd is to protect the sheep.
That's right.
Have you ever got any war wounds?
Oh, yeah, but I can't show you.
Please don't. Do you have any, how about this one? Do you ever have to discipline? Do you have any difficult sheep?
Oh, yeah. Let me see that. Everybody know what that is? Say it out loud. That's a staff. You know what this is? That's the rod. The staff is to help the lamb that might be in a, being attacked by another tougher sheep that's butting everybody. And I'll just reach in and either take the tough one out or the gentle one out. But this is the one I save for the critters that come after my sheep. And they'll feel the wrath of my rod, I tell you.
And do you ever have to use that on a sheep?
Yeah, there have been times. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to sound brutal. But if you've got a lamb that loves to wander, you know what you have to do to make him stay? You have to make him need you. And sometimes
you reach down and you take one of those gentle little lambs, gentle little legs, and you put it out of joint. And now they're limping. And you know what you have to do? Now you got to carry them. So you've made life harder for yourself, but you've made life better for that lamb that will learn to depend upon you and listen to your voice and heed your voice.
So we've got protection and we've got discipline at times.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned that sometimes lambs get injured, sheep get injured. So what do you do to restore sheep? Have you had to make a sick lamb better?
Yeah, there's so many different ways that they get hurt and so many different ways they get sick. But what you do more than anything else is what your shepherd does for you. God, your shepherd, Christ, your shepherd, the good shepherd. You're near them. You keep them near to you. And you know them and you know what their needs are, but you move in close to them. And when you have a sick child, don't you give that sick child extra close attention?
And you need to know the Lord is always near you, but especially in those times when you need his love or you need healing or you need the discipline, your shepherd is with you. Just like David said.
We see in Psalm 23, there's something else that I know you must do is at times when they get hungry or thirsty, you got to lead them.
Yeah, you got to take them to what? You got to take them to the refuge green. You take them to the green
pasture. Keep the sheep off our lawn.
That would be a great name for this lawn. I don't know what you call it, but green pastures would be great. But you take them to the green pastures, and when they're thirsty, you take them where? The living water. You take them to good, cool water. Not the rushing water that'll scare them, but to still waters. You lead them where they can drink and where they can eat.
I've got one more question. Sheep, I heard, are not very smart.
No, they're not.
And so oftentimes I've heard that they wander off. Do you ever experience that?
All the time. Turn to somebody beside you and just go, bah. And I tell you how many times I've watched it happen in the flock where one little lamb decides he wants to go somewhere else. And so off he goes, but he doesn't want to go alone. So he looks back over his shoulder and he goes, what? And then they're all beginning to follow him off in the wrong direction. And you got to go after them. But you know what? At night when you're putting them down, you get them into the sheepfold. And it could be just some sticks you've put between trees to hold them in at night because they're not smart enough to usually know how to get out of that. And then you lay in the opening and you're the door for those sheep. But then you take out your shepherd's flute and you play them a song that you know will just calm them down like this. Or like this. I missed a note. Let me try again. And now they're dozing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, give it up. I look, we're in the Shire.
And what?
We're in the Shire.
Yes, we're back in the Shire.
We're back in the Shire.
You might know this one too. Really quick.
Give it up for the Shepherd of Bethlehem. I think we can relate with the shepherd in the sense that Jesus gives us protection, he gives us discipline, he restores us, he offers provision, leads us by the still waters and the green pastures. And when we're lost, what does he do? Comes and finds us. And that's the image and the picture that Jesus gives us when he says, I care about my sheep, and listen, I know my sheep. And all of these things, I would venture to say, protection, discipline, restoration, provision, and going after us when we were lost. Jesus has done that in each one of our lives. Amen? He's demonstrated the fact that I want relationship with you. I know you, Jeff. I'm calling you, Jeff, and I want you to know me. Now, here's the thing. Verse 15 says, as the Father knows me, even so, I know the Father. And I think this is so key.
and I lay down my life for the sheep. You see, the shepherd of Bethlehem mentioned all the things he does for his sheep. He's even willing, the good shepherd, in fact, I would say the great shepherd is willing to lay down his life for his sheep. Not only just protect, not only just guard, but says, listen, when the wolf comes, I'm willing to die for my sheep. Jesus says, as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life. And he would say this, for you. Here's the thing that makes Jesus so different than everyone else is he's saying, listen, I'm God, and yet I'm willing to lay down my life for you because I want to be known by you. I want you to know me. And tonight, can I just tell you, if you left with nothing else, other than the fact that Scott is a great songwriter and singer, right? So talented. You would leave with this. Know this, that Jesus is saying to each and every one of you, I want to be known by you. So much so that I would lay down my life for you. Verse 17 goes on. He says, therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. Catch it. That I may take it up again. No one takes my life from me. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. In fact, listen to what he says. I have the power to lay it down, my life down, and I have the power to take it again. Listen, this command I received from my Father. Do you see what he said there? He's saying, essentially, I have the power over death. In other words, when I go to die on the cross, it won't be the Romans or the Jews who are taking my life from me. I'm laying down my life. Now, here's the incredible news. Don't miss this. He's saying, I'm the great shepherd who can lay down my life for my sheep, but I also this, I have the power to take it up again. In other words, I can raise up again because I have the power and the authority to do so. You know what that means for his sheep? What does it mean? He has the power to raise then his sheep up from the dead, to give life, eternal life, to his sheep, those that follow after him. In fact, you might ask me, well, where do you get that from? I'm just reading down to verse 24. Here's what it says. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, how long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Don't all these metaphors of sheep and great sheep and all this. Here's what he says. Jesus answers them. I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe. And here's why. Because you are not of my sheep. Catch it. Jesus identifies. He says, I have sheep, and then I'm looking at y'all, he said, religious leaders, and you don't know who I am because you are not of my sheep. 27, here's what makes my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Catch it. If you're part of my sheepfold, you know my voice. When I call, you know. You've heard me before. And in fact, when I call, you follow me. That's how I know you're part of the sheepfold. Verse 28, he then says, because I have the power to do this, Jesus would have said, and I give them, what's that word? Eternal life. Those that are in my sheepfold, I died for them, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. This is a secure salvation. Amen? If you become part of Jesus' sheepfold, you become one of his sheep, here's what he says, I will give you eternal life. You shall never perish. You will hear my voice, and you will follow me. And once you follow me, You will never be able to be snatched out of my Father's hand. You are protected. You are mine forever. And you might say, well, bad things happen in my life. Yeah, but listen, you're still mine. I'm walking with you through all the ups and downs of life. Now, let me close with this. Verse 16, I skipped over it on purpose. I'm jumping back. Here's what he said. Talking to the Jewish people, the religious leaders of the day, they thought they were the religious upper class, let's just say.
They were God's anointed, God's people, and they could really not see anyone else joining their family or being part of the family of God. It was us. We're the Jews. Here's what he says, verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and how many shepherds? One shepherd. Here's the thing. They could never imagine God going after Gentiles, dirty Gentiles, not like us Gentiles, unclean Gentiles. There's no way he's going to add them and give them the same standing that we have as the people of God. And maybe there's been moments in your life where you felt that. I could never be part of that church. Those people are all, you know, up there somehow. Or maybe there's a Christian in your life that's ever made you feel like, oh my gosh, I could never be like them. And they've told you, you could never be like me. But here's the reality. Unfortunately, that happens. Here's the reality. Jesus is saying, if you want to come and be a part of the sheepfold, I have sheep that are not of this fold. And you might be the most unlikely Christian to follow after Jesus. And yet I believe tonight Jesus would say to you, come, I want to offer you eternal life. I want to offer you protection in my hand. And he would say this, come believe in me and follow after me. Hear my voice. Maybe you're hearing it tonight. And he would say, follow after me. And again, you might be the most unlikely of sheep to come and follow him. But I'm telling you tonight, he is saying to you, follow after me. Come, come, come. Here's why. He's not just the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. And he says, I lay down my life for you. Now come and follow me. Amen. Listen, tonight, if this is the night for you and you're going to step into the family of God tonight, you're going to take hold of eternity and heaven is going to celebrate because this was the night that you came to know Jesus. There are a group of people here tonight who want to pray with you. They're standing, well, one standing right, sitting right here in the front would love to pray with you. But we've got a tent back here. Make your way back there. They'd love to pray with you and give you some next steps on what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus. Maybe you're just hearing that tonight and you maybe have some preconceptions of, I know what that means. I got to go to church every week and I got to read my Bible. And those are great things, but maybe tonight you would, for the first time here, actually, it's just stepping in faith and trusting in who Jesus is because he's that good shepherd that's calling you and saying, come walk with me. And maybe tonight is that night where you say yes to Jesus. Can we pray for that right now? Let's close our eyes. Lord, tonight, as you are here telling us, I'm the good shepherd. Come, follow after me. Walk with me, and I will hold tightly onto you. I will protect you, and I will give you eternal life. Someone's hearing that tonight, and this is that night where they're going to step forward and trust in you. And so tonight, Lord, I pray that you would do that work that really only you can do. That, Lord, as your Spirit moves amongst us, and as Scott and the team is going to lead us in one last song, Lord, I pray tonight, as maybe there might be some hesitation to step forward, I pray, Lord, that you would allow them with boldness and confidence to step in faith and say, I want to be with you, Jesus, for eternity. I want to follow after you forever. Lord, thank you for the image of you carrying that lamb on your shoulders, broken and hurting and lost, and leading them home, leading them back to the fold again. Lord, would you do that tonight with someone? Lord, someone who showed up tonight, maybe because they wanted to hear Scott, or maybe because they wanted to just get some food, and they've joined us tonight, and maybe tonight for the first time they're hearing this and saying, I want to follow that good shepherd, that great shepherd. I'm like that lamb who's broken and hurting, and Lord, maybe tonight you're leading them home. Lord, lead them home tonight. And Lord, would they just plug into this family that will love on them and care for them and be walking beside them as they grow in their walk with you. Lord, this is a refuge family where it's safe to be who they are. Lord, and as they turn their life over to you, we'll walk beside them. Lord, thank you for that, Lord. And we pray these things, Lord, tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.